Today we are learning Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos. We are at the very top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. There are basically three topics in this Amud. The first topic is going to tell us a story through which we're going to demonstrate a machlokas about who should lead benching when you have a guest and a host. But it's going to start with a story, and that's going to lead to a machlokas. Then we're going to have a discussion what part of benching can only be recited when you have three people. Is it just like the Rabbi Sain of Reich part, or is there more of it that can only be recited when you have three people? And then we're going to discuss the final bracha of benching, Atova Ametiv, whether that's Dalraisa or Darabanan. We did. So now we're going to try to bring proofs whether it's Dalraisa or Darabanan. So let's see. Let's see how this goes. Rabbi Zeira Chalash. Rabbi Zeira got sick. All the Gabe Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo went to visit Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Avo accepted upon himself that if the little guy with the burned legs gets better, I will make a big party for the rabbis. Who is the little guy with the burned legs? Rabbi Zeira. Anything bother you about that?
Kind of a strange.
So it's a strange way to refer to somebody. It's also usher, by the way, to call someone by a nickname. The Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to call someone by a nickname. So what are they calling him? The little guy with the burnt legs? And also, where did Rabbi Zeira get such a nickname? How do you earn the nickname, the little guy with the burnt legs? So you look up and down the page, and you can't find it here. You can't find it really. Rashi says, you got to look in Bav Metzia, Perek HaSochar Sapolim. But if you look in Rav Nisim Gon on the side of the page, in the margin of the page, he says, you don't have to look in HaSochar Sapolim. I'll tell you the story that it says over there. He says, "Hadavar shebishvilo nikra Rabbi Zeira b'zeh Hashem." The reason that he's called this name, Mefurish b'Metzia Berakas Ochros Polin, is explicit in b'Metzia Daf Pei Hei. And here's the story: Rabbi Zeira kisalak l'Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Shin Ta'anisa, he fasted 300 fast days. Kuf Kamaisa kech del shachach Talmud d'Bavel minay. The first 100 fast days were so that he could forget all of his learning from Bavel. He wanted to approach learning in Eretz Yisrael with a fresh mind, not to be biased by his learning that he did in Bavel. He had to fast. Can you imagine how many times he chazed his learning in Bavel, that he had to fast 100 days just to forget the learning in Bavel? Most of us, how do we forget our learning? We just do. It just happens. You go to sleep and you forget your learning. You leave. You close the Gemara. It's forgotten. No problem. He had to fast 100 days. Yeah, you leave it open and you forget learning. Very good. That's a, so you have to 100 fasts to forget his learning. So that it shouldn't cause him distract him in his learning. Kuf Metziasa, the middle 100, to lo nishkav Rabbi Ilah, that Rabbi Ilah shouldn't die. Why did it matter so much that Rabbi Ilah shouldn't die? Because b'shniyah v'nafalei b'shanei in his lifetime v'nafalei mila d'tziburi. You would think, he doesn't want Rabbi Ilah to die because he's such a nice guy. He must love Rabbi Ilah. No, Rabbi Ilah is the one that deals with all the politics. If Rabbi Ilah dies, he's going to have to deal with all the politics, and he doesn't want to do that. He wants to sort of learn. So another 100 fast days for that. Kuf bas raisa, the last 100 fast days, kiech dol nishba nur de gehenim, so that the fires of Gehenim shouldn't affect him. He should be impervious to the fires of Gehenim. 100 fast days. So how do you test if it's working, if you're actually becoming impervious to the fires of Gehenim? Well, we have fire in this world, and you can see if you're impervious to fires in this world. So, juggle fire, eat fire, I don't know, do things with fire, and see if it affects you. So he would test himself daily. Kol lamid yomin, have a badig nafshe. He would test himself with fire in this world. What would he do? Shogar tanura, he'd light up the oven, salak yasav begaveh, and walk right into the oven and sit down in the oven. Lo hava kashalta beinora, and the fire had no effect on him. Yom echada, one day, yavu be rabbanan einayim. The rabbanan looked at him in gave him an ayin hara. The charach shaki, and right away his legs got burnt when he walked into the oven that day. It only takes one day, right, for it not to work, and it ruins everything. V'karu alei katim charach shaki. So that's when they called him the little guy with the burnt legs, because of that event. So if you want to know why he got that nickname, that's why he got that nickname. Because apparently he was a little guy. So there's a question, when the Isser to give a nickname, does it, is the post-com discuss, does it apply to descriptive nicknames? meaning it's not really a nickname, it's just describing what it looks like. Like if someone says, oh, what's that guy? Who's that guy? Who are you talking about? Oh, he's the tall guy. He's the, you know, with the dark hair and the glasses. So is that Aser? That's just describing him. So maybe a nickname that's descriptive in nature, assuming it's not insulting, maybe that's okay. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ha... Do we have it? What was it? Something with a big nose, right? The Rashi says that he had a big nose, and they called him by that name because it was descriptive that he had a big nose. One of the poskim has a tshuva about there were two guys named Chaim in the shul. One of them was shorter, one of them was taller. They wanted to know if they can call the tall guy Chaim Aruchim. Pretty good one, right? So that's as a descriptive nickname, maybe
so
descriptive nickname.
What
do you call the short? I don't know. See, just Chaim, right. So Rabbi Zeira got sick. Rabbi Yavala takes this promise that he's going to make a big party if Rabbi Zeira gets better. Itbach, Rabbi Zeira got better. So Rabbi Yavala pays up. He makes a big party for all the rabbis. We have a few times in Shas where they made parties for the rabbis to celebrate things.
I would have made a party if I wouldn't know it.
Anyone who tells me that that a suma is first, I would have made a party if anyone would have told me that a suma is pater. Now that I know Gadol Musubiyos said that a suma is chayiv, good. We have when people turn 60 making parties of in the Yamatav Rabban because you show that you're not chayiv kares. Okay, anyway, kimata the mishri, when it came time to break bread, someone had to make the hamotzi and cut up the challah. So Amrle Rabbi Zeira l'shilan mar. They turned to Rabbi Zeira. They said, guest of honor, you're the one that had the refor shalema. Why don't you break the bread for us? Amrle lo sava lamar lahad Rabbi Yochanan. He says, whoa, you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Dam rabala bayis botzea. That the balabayis is the one that's supposed to break the bread. It's not really my job. So sharilahu. So Rabbi Yavo is the one that broke the bread. Kimata levruche, when it came time to bench, Amrle nivruch lanmar. So again they said, guest of honor, Rabbi Zeira, why don't you lead the benching? Amrle, he said, whoa, lo sava lamar lahad Rav Huna. Demin Bavel, don't you know what Rav Huna Demin Bavel says? Damar botzea mevarech, who says that the one who breaks the bread is the one who's supposed to lead the benching? Presuming that there's no gadol shabakulam, you got to imagine, because we just learned yesterday that the gadol shabakulam and no kohanim or whatever. So if we're on somewhat of an equal level, so the botzea is the one that's supposed to be mevarech. So it says the Gemara, by the way, the Rama writes that's generally true that the botzea is mevarech, but on the night of the Seder, the Rama says the balabayis should be mevarech, because the balabayis is the one that's running the su'uda, to the extent that he, part of the su'uda, part of the Seder advarim, what you do is you say, kol dich min yesev yechol, and only the balabayis is authorized to do that. So you see, the balabayis is sort of taking control of the whole situation. He's the one reading the Haggadah. So part of that is being mevarech. Anyway, the EU commands Sfirulei. Rabbi Avo hold like when he was suggesting that even though he himself was Botzea, that Rabbi Zeira should be the one to bench, that it shouldn't be the same guy? So it says, Mark, he was holding like Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Shem Ben Yochai, Balabayis Botzea Va'oreach Mevarech. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Shem Ben Yochai, the Balabayis is the one who breaks the bread and is the one who distributes the bread, but the Oreach, the guest, is the one who leads the benching. Why? Balabayis Botzea Kadesh Yiftzabayin Yafe. The Balabayis is the one who cuts up the challah because you want whoever is cutting up the challah to have no inhibitions about giving generous portions. See, if I'm cutting up someone else's bread and I'm in charge of distributing it, I'm always going to be afraid, oh, am I cutting it too big? Am I giving away too much? Should I cut smaller pieces? But if it's mine, if it's my bread, I know exactly what I could do. It's mine. I could do whatever I want with it. So I'm going to cut more generous pieces for everybody. So you want the guy who's cutting the bread to be as generous as possible, the only one who's allowed to be generous, mitam derech eretz, the only one who's allowed to be generous is the balabayis. Va'oreach mevarech, but the oreach leads benching. Why? Kedei sheyevarech lebachad in le balabayis, so that he could say a special bracha in the benching for the balabayis. Part of benching is you're supposed to say a blessing for the balabayis. Really? My mevarech. I open up half the benches in my house. They don't have any special bracha for the balabayis. What is that bracha? So Gemara says, oh, open up the other half of the benches because they will have it. And here's the bracha. Yehi ratzon shelo yevosh balabayis b'olam hazeh v'lo yikaleim l'olam haba. It's a yehi ratzon that the balabayis should never be humiliated in this world, in the next world. The Rebbe Mosef Badvarim, Rebbe elaborated, made the bracha a little bit longer, and added the following. V'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasav. He should have great success in all of his properties. V'yu nechasav nechaseinu mutzlachim u'krovim le'ir. His properties, our properties, may as well throw in a bracha for yourself, should all be successful and should be close to the city. Why does it matter that they're close to the city? Rashi says, she'yachol lir'osan balabayis tamid. You could always keep an eye on it if it's close to the city. V'al yishlot satan lo b'masi yadav v'lo b'masi yadeinu. The satan should have no control over anything he does, over anything we do. V'al yizdaka lo l'fanav lo l'fanenu shum dvar hiru r'cheit v'aver v'avon me'atavi adolam. And neither he nor us should have any even thoughts of an avera, of any type of avera, from now and forever. What a beautiful bracha. So that's what you're supposed to say when you are benching. So you don't want the balabais to bench, because remember, only one person benched. Everyone else was just listening. So if the balabais was the one person who was benching, he can't say this bracha, it's about him. So you'd rather have someone else bench so that they could say this bracha for the balabais. Do we say this bracha b'zman hazeh? We should, right? It's in Shulchan Aruch. We should say this bracha b'zman hazeh when we are mivarech at someone else's house. It is the right thing to do. It seems like a very, very beautiful bracha. So, main point number one. The story with Rabbi Zeira recovering from his illness helps demonstrate the machlokas whether the botseya is mevarech or the oreach is mevarech. Whether the botseya, meaning the balabais who cut the bread, is mevarech, leads benching, or the oreach, the guest, leads benching so that he could bless the balabais. Do you say this bracha in shul? If you're eating in shul, you hear ratzon, shleivosh balabayis. So I was never sure. I never knew what to do. When Rav Shechter ate in my shul, shal shudis, he said it. Thank God he benches loudly enough. You could listen and hear everything that he's saying. It's not anyone's private house. It's owned by, it looks like a house from the outside, but it's owned by a shul. It's not, yeah, I mean, it's not in my house, it's a separate building. Okay. Ad heichan birchas hazimun. Great question. What does that question mean? Ad heichan birchas hazimun. Until where is birchas hazimun? What do we mean by birchas hazimun? Benching in general? So if you look at Rashi, Adeichem Birchas HaZimun, Shetzrichim Lio Shlosha, Ukshem Shnayim Lo Yamruah. What are the words that two people wouldn't say, but when you have three people, you do say? So what would you answer? Rabbi Sainiv, Chishem, right? All that stuff. That's what we would say. Right? That's what the answer should be, right? Says the Gemara, two answers. Rav Nachman Amar and Nevarech. Great. Rav Nachman says exactly like we just said. Right? Until Nevarech, meaning Nevarech Shachan Mishlov, Tvochayinu, that whole thing. Right? Exactly what we would have said. But get a load of this. Rav Sheshes Amar Adazon. Rav Sheshes says, the whole first bracha benching, you only say if you have a Zimun. Azon Ezakol, you only say if you have three people. Says Tosfos, Velo Nihira, Tosin Dibra Maskal Adheichan, on the third line. Velo Nihira. He says, I don't get this Rashi. The Birch says on Doraisa. The Brach of Azan is Doraisa. Ve'ichiachit Potermina. How can you say an individual doesn't have to say that Brach? Of course he has to say it. It's Doraisa. Tosfos understands this Gemara entirely differently. Tosfos says, you have to remember what we were talking about in the last sugya to understand this. What was the last sugya we were talking about? Remember we were talking about three guys are eating together, and one guy has to leave. Or two guys have to leave, and the other one wants to continue eating. So what do? He pauses. He answers with them. Right? Remember this? He answers with them. And then he continues. How long does he have to pause to listen to them? So Tos says that's what the Gemara is asking. When you're pausing to listen to the guys who are benching before you, because you still plan on eating more, how long do you have to sit and listen to them? Only until the Zimun part, or even through the first bracha? And what are we paskin? through the first bracha. We sit there quietly through the first bracha. So that's how Tosfos understands the Gemara's kasha. But let's read this Gemara like Rashi, because you're always supposed to read Gemara's first like Rashi. So anyway, name a ketanaim. Maybe this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes mirrors a machlokas tanaim. We have one brisa that says Birch Samazon Shnai Mushlosha. That Birch Samazon either has two brachos or three brachos, depending whether you have a mezumin or not. Vitani Idach, and the other brisa says Shlosha Varba'a. That Birch Samazon has either three brachos or four brachos, depending whether you have a mezumin or not. So Savrua, we originally assumed Dukuli al Matova Metav Lav Daraisihi. That we're automatically knocking out the bracha of Atova Metav if it's not in the cheshbon over here. Atova Meitav is not the Araisa, so it's not in these numbers. It's not included in these numbers. So what are these two brises arguing about? The two or three, or three or four, what are they arguing about? My love, welcome Iflugi. Aren't they arguing the following? One that says that it's either two or three brachas, kasavar adazan, holds that when you have a mezuman, you can say the first bracha benching, but if you don't have a mezuman, you start with no delicha. So you have the Birchas Ha'aretz and the Birchas Bonu Yerushalayim, and that's it. Two brachos. When you have a Zimun, you have Hazan and Birchas Ha'aretz and Bonu Yerushalayim. So that's three. Umandi Amar Sholosh V'Arba, the one that's the Brisa that said three or four, Kesavar Ad Nevarech, holds that the Brach of Hazan is always said, even when you don't have a Zimun. So when you don't have a Zimun, what do you say? Hazan, Birchas Haaretz, and Bani Yerushalayim. When you do have a Zimun, what do you say? All those three, plus the Nevarich at the beginning, right? Nevarich Shachal Mishlo at the beginning. So that's your four, right? So you see that this Machlokas Amorim is exactly the Machlokas Tanaim. It says Gemara, lo, not correct. Rav Nachman retires to me, Rav Sheshes retires to me. Rav Nachman will say both prices go according to me. Rav Sheshes will say, I can make both prices go according to me. Rav Nachman retires to Meir. Rav Nachman can say both brides go like him. Dekulei alma ad nevarich. Everyone holds up until nevarich. You is the only part that you need a mezumin for. Mandi amar shalosh v'arba shapir. So when you say it's either three or four brachos, it makes a lot of sense. If you have a mezumin, you have nevarich, hazan, haaretz, and bonu Yerushalayim. You don't have a mezumin, you say Hazan, Ha'aretz, and Bonu Yerushalayim. But Umandi Amr Shtayim V'Shalosh, what about the one that says it's either two or three? So Amar Lecha, he will tell you, Hacha B'Birchas Po'ali Maskinan. We're talking about when workers are benching. What workers do when they bench, aside from skipping Atov HaMeitiv, they abridge and condense the two last Doraisa brachas of benching. They take Ha'aretz and Bonu Yerushalayim and squeeze it in to a single bracha. Because they're busy working, they have to get back to their job. Da'amar mar, poseach ba'azan, they start with Hazan, v'kolel Bonu Yerushalayim Birchas Ha'aretz. And they include Bonu Yerushalayim together with Birchas Ha'aretz. Rav Sheshes Matariz Tameh, Rav Sheshes answers according to his logic, that tukuli al-ma'ad Hazan, that everyone would say that even the first bracha of Hazan is only when you have a mezuman. Mandi Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shapir. So the brisa that said it's either two or three brachos, great. Umandi Amar Shalosh V'Arba, but the brisa that said it's three or four, is counting Atov HaMeitiv. Kasavar Atov HaMeitiv Daraisa. Works with the assumption that Atov HaMeitiv Daraisa, and that's our first inkling, that there's anyone that holds that Atov HaMeitiv Daraisa. Right, up until now we've been saying Atova Meitiv is for sure Dirabanan, and all this stuff about two or three, three or four is only dealing with Brachos D'Oraisa. This is a phenomenal raya. This Gemara, this whole little sugya is a phenomenal raya that Birchas HaZimun, that Zimun itself, the idea of Zimun itself, is what? D'Oraisa or Dirabanan? D'Oraisa, good. Why? Because the entire discussion has been excluding Atova Meitiv on what grounds? That it's Drabanan. But what have we been including in the entire discussion? The Zimun. But we're excluding anything that's Drabanan. And yet we're including Zimun in the two or three, or the three or four. Ooh, so that seems to imply that Zimun is Daraisa. What else did we see that seems to imply Zimun is Daraisa? We have Psukim. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Gadla Hashem Iti, Psukim. Most Rishonim hold Zimun is Drabanan. Most Rishonim, most Rabbanim. You got to figure out what in the world you're going to do with this Gemara, but most Rishonim hold that Zeman is the Rabbanim. Okay. It's also just parenthetically, we should point out, in the previous story, when Rabbi Zera refused to bench when they asked him to, the Achronim raised the question that the Gemara is going to say later in Daf Nun Hey, that when they give you a kos to be mevarich and you're not mevarich, mekatzrin yama. It cuts short your life. You're not allowed to turn down. You shouldn't turn it down when they give you the opportunity to be mevarich. And aside from that, the Gemara says, chatov mevarich, that you're supposed to try for the opportunity to be mevarich. You should look for the opportunity to be mevarich. So how is Rabbi Zera even allowed to turn it down? So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it must mean that you're supposed to look for the opportunity when you are rightfully the one that's supposed to be benching. But if you're not rightfully the one that's supposed to be benching, then you're not supposed to look to grab the opportunity. Okay, main point number two. This was part two. Machlokas, whether Zimun includes the bracha of Hazan or just Nevarich. Machlokas, whether Zimun includes the bracha of Hazan or just Nevarich. Now we move on to part three of today's Amud. Part three of today's Amud is going to be trying to prove whether Atova Meitav is Daraisa or not. So we're only going to bring the first two proofs today. There are more that we'll get to tomorrow. Bli Neda. Amar of Yosef, Teda, da Atova Meitav lav Daraisa. I'll prove to you that Atova Meitav is not Daraisa. Sharei Poalim Okrimosa. Because workers don't say Atova Meitav. They wouldn't skip it if it were Daraisa. The fact that workers skip it in the middle of their workday shows you that it's Drabbanan. Amar of Yitzchak Barshmol Barmatam Shmei Derav, Teida da Atova Meitav Lav Daraisa. A second proof that Atova Meitav is not Daraisa. Sharei Poseach Ba Bebaruch Ve'im Chosim Ba Bebaruch. Because it starts with a Baruch but doesn't end with a Baruch. Normally, here's the key, normally when you have a series of brachos, one right after another, and they're all similar brachos, the later ones in the series do not start with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. It's what we call the brachas Muchel Chavrita. They end with the Baruch Atah Hashem, but they don't start with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Like Elokai Nitzor doesn't start with the Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So Elokai Nitzor. So why is it that the bracha of Atova Meitiv starts with the Baruch? It must be that it's different than all the brachas that come before it. It's not just a continuation of the brachas that come before it. The brachas that come before it are all Daraisas. This one is Darabana. Kedetanya, like the Bright says, Kala brachas kol pasech ben Baruch, chasim ben Baruch. Most brachas start and end with the Baruch. Chutz, mi birchas haperos, u birchas mitzvos, u brachas muchel chaverta. Birchas haperos don't start and end with the bracha. Birchas HaMitzvos don't start and end with a bracha, and a bracha smuchel chavracha doesn't start and end with a bracha. Ubracha achrona shem kriyashma, and the last bracha of kriyashma. Yesh men sheposeach ben bebaruch vein chosim baruch. Some of these brachos start with a bracha but don't end with a baruch, like Baruch Priya Eitz, Al Netilas Lulav, right? Birchas HaPeros, Birchas HaMitzvos, they start with a baruch but they don't end with a baruch because they're too short. They don't have room for two baruchs. V'yeshmehen shechosim ben bebaruch vein pasach bebaruch. Some end with the baruch but don't begin with the baruch, like a bracha smucha lechavrta. All the brachas shmonasre, exactly. Those are examples of bracha smucha lechavrta. They don't start with the baruch but they end with the baruch, right? V'atova ametiv pasach bebaruch vein chosim bebaruch. Nachal the bracha b'fnei atzmi. But atova ametiv starts with the baruch, does not end with the baruch. Must be because. I'm sorry, Atova Meitav, yes, starts with the Baruch, doesn't end with the Baruch, must be because it's independent. It's not a continuation of the series. Why is it independent? The first three were all Daraisa, this one is only Derabanan. Tosos points out over here, five lines from the bottom of the page. You know what another good example of a Baruch HaSmuchel Chavrita is that doesn't start with the Baruch? Yishtabach. Yishtabach is a Baruch HaSmuchel Chavrita. What's it smucha to? Baruch Sha'amar. Tom says, don't be fooled by all the halalukas and ashrei and all the yashir and everything else in between. It's really bracha smuchel chavrita. Forget pesukim dezimra. It's all really bracha smuchel chavrita. And that's why yishtabach doesn't start with the baruch. But because it's bracha smuchel chavrita, it relies on the fact that you're saying it right after the baruch shamar, that you're saying only what you're supposed to say. And therefore, Tom says, you need to be very careful. Shalol l'saper b'nehem. Not to... talk. You can't talk in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach because it's not one long bracha, but it's a bracha smuchel chavrita where they need to be connected. So last main point, various proofs that Atova Meitiv is not a raisa. The workers don't say it. It starts with a baruch. We'll see tomorrow. We skip it in a Beis Avel. But that will be for tomorrow, how we skip it in the Beis Avel.